In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding the halacha that we learned here in the Gemara on Daf Kuf regarding Chaticha Rui L'Skabed. The halacha of Chaticha Rui L'Skabed that our Gemara teaches us doesn't become batal is only in a situation where Chaticha is asur for because of itself. The case that our Gemara discusses, the case of a nevela. However, if the Chaticha that is asur, is only asur because of a tam, that means you cooked this piece of kosher meat together with something not kosher, so got the tam of isur, and obviously because they got the tam of isur, it becomes prohibited to consume, and now that piece of meat falls into other pieces of meat, that is not considered a situation of a chaticha rui l'skabet. Or another example, if you have a piece of meat that the dam and the piece of meat was not properly extracted, we don't consider. So again, it's not also because of itself, it's only also because of the dam that's in it. That isn't considered chaticha rui l'skabet. There is one exception, and that is if a piece of meat was cooked in meat, in milk, basa b'cholof, that is considered not like a situation that the meat just has the tam of isser, but it's considered like it's isser mamish, and therefore it doesn't become batal. Even if it's basa b'cholof drabonon, we're going to learn a mitzvah that basar oif b'cholof, chicken, poultry, cooked in milk, is only osam midrabaran, or if the meat and milk were mixed, shloi kederech bishel, so it's also drabaran. Still, if you have a piece of meat or a piece of poultry like that, it will still be considered a chaticha rui l'skabed and not become batal. Having said that, let's say you had milk and meat that were cooked together, and in the pot where the milk and meat were cooked together, there were vegetables, and the vegetables therefore absorbed the tam of chaticha of the meat and milk. The vegetables are not considered gufa shel isser. They're only considered something that has a bli of isser, and the halacha that something which only has a bli of isser, even though it's a chaticha rui l'skabed, can become batal, would apply. Another example of a chaticha rui l'skabed, even though it doesn't look like a gufa shel isser, is the halacha is if somebody b'mezid cooked food on Shabbos, so for the individual who cooked it, it remains osur l'olam. So that food for him would be considered, and if that food was a chaticha rui l'skabed, he cooked a nice piece of meat on Shabbos, a nice piece of any of poultry on Shabbos, and it fell into a pot of meat, it fell into a pot of chicken, it would be considered chaticha rui l'skabed that doesn't become osur. In our masechta, there are many situations where something is only osur kedei klipa or kedei netila. Kedei klipa is a much smaller degree of penetration of tam. Kedei netila is a deeper penetration of the tam. But whatever the situation is, if the food is only osur kedei klipa or kedei netila, that is not considered a chaticha rui l'skabed and would be able to become batal. An interesting question. If you have blintzes or any food that has a filling and you have a situation where only the filling is osur, it's not considered a chaticha rui l'skabed. Therefore, the Pais can say, even if you'll have a pizza, let's say you'll have a pizza pie, that had on it non-kosher cheese that got mixed up with other pizza pies. And that pizza pie certainly we would consider a chaticha haruy l'skabit. But if the dough is not problematic, it's only the filling, then it's not considered chaticha haruy l'skabit. An interesting question that many poskim discuss is a situation where somebody fried schnitzel, fried chicken, coated fried chicken, together. He was serving that, preparing it for a wedding, and there were one pot which was inadvertently used by the person, the chef who was cooking the schnitzel, frying the schnitzel, was a milchige pot. It was a milchige pot that was a bas yoymai, ben yoymai. So there's no heter on a piece of meat that was fried, a piece of poultry that was fried that way. And then those schnitzel was caught, let's say, he stopped doing it fairly quickly, but it was mixed up together with all the other schnitzel. And the halacha is that it certainly, as we've been describing, it would be considered a chaticha haruy l'skabit, and that got mixed up with all the other schnitzel. So the paiskim, al pi pashtus, this should be considered a very serious situation. You have a piece of meat that was cooked in milk, that we just said, even if it's only poultry, it's considered a chaticha haruy l'skabit, it's not bottled. That got mixed up together with all the other schnitzel, that the halacha is that it never becomes bottled. And here you have all of this that was prepared for your wedding. What can you do? So the Paiskim discussed this question. And again, unless it's a hefsid merubah, there's really no kula. But if it's a hefsid merubah, it's a wedding, a lot of schnitzel, one heter is that it's b'chol of the rabbanon. Because as we said a moment ago, poultry is only osur midrabbanon when it's cooked by meat. Another heter is, as we're going to discuss, the Torah says, loisavashel gedi b'chalev imoy. Here, loisavashel gedi b'chalev, it wasn't cooked. It was fried. And therefore, there's a big discussion. Of course, it's usur to fry. It's prohibited to fry meat and milk together. But it may be only usur midrabbanan. And since it's only usur midrabbanan, it's another heter. Another heter, which is not something that you want to rely on l'chatchila. One is that the halacha is, going back to the fundamental halacha that we're discussing in this shiur. Let's say somebody had the situation that our Gemara begins with, where a piece of non-kosher meat, a piece of nevela, falls into all the other pieces of meat. And the piece of meat that fell in is a chaticha haruy l'skabit. So it can't become bottled, as our sugya is discussing. But would it be permitted, perhaps, to take all the meat in your pot, take all the meat that's in your pot, and cut it up? What you accomplish by doing that is that you don't have a chaticha haruy l'skabit anymore, because all the meat that is cut up, and once it's cut up, it's not a chaticha haruy l'skabit. So that's something that's also to be done. That falls into the category of ein mevatlin issur l'chatchila. But it could be, suggest the poskim, that specifically in this situation where you have a very difficult shiloh in front of you, and that you should take all of the schnitzel and let's say cut them in half, and by cutting them in half, they will become they will no longer be a chaticha ruilas kabid. Maybe that would be another reason to be makel. Again, this is a difficult shaila, and it should never happen. And if it is, if it does happen, it should be asked to a rav what to do with a in such a situation if you have such a situation. So as I just said, even if it started as a chaticha ruy l'skabed, if afterwards, once you had this mixture, it no longer becomes a chaticha ruy l'skabed, it got cut up, so then it would be batel. But of course, the halacha is, there are two important points to make. One is, in order for that to be the case, all of the pieces of meat would have to be cut, because if they're not all cut, we have to be choshish that the piece of meat that isn't cut is the piece of meat that's the non-kosher meat. And, you know, this may not be done b'mezid, and if it was done b'mezid, it would fall into another category of bitlis l'chatchila that may be also to eat anyway.